Hey, everybody out there, welcome back to the Social English Podcast. I'm Percy. Yeah, today we are talking about something big happening in the sports world. Today we are having another Social English episode where we talk about English trending news. Find out today what is a great topic to talk about on the Social English Podcast right after this.
皆さんこんにちは。毎日少しずつ社交に使える英語の上達を目指すソーシャルイングリッシュポッドキャストへようこそ。今日はぜひもっと自信を持って英会話してみましょう。 Are you ready, Percy? Let's go!
Hey, Hikari, thank you for that awesome introduction. As usual, and 皆さん、welcome back to the Social English Podcast. So, this is Percy again. This is the podcast to help you get better at speaking real social English. So what is today's topic, okay? Today, I'm going to teach you or tell you some news that you can remember so you have a bit of conversation all ready to go, okay? So let's get started. There's a basketball player. Her name is Caitlin Clark. She's getting a lot of attention from big sports companies. Companies like Nike, Adidas, Under Armour, and Puma. The reason is because Caitlin Clark is considered the biggest new star for women's basketball. After some time, it was announced that Nike won the contract and got Caitlin to sign a deal with Nike and not the others.
The deal Caitlin signed with Nike is pretty amazing. It's for 8 years and could be worth up to $28 million. That is a lot of money, especially for someone who's just starting out in their career. Now, Nike actually signed Caitlin in 2022 before she became famous for her basketball skills. But now, after her awesome performance in the NCAA Women's Basketball Tournament, and breaking records in the season, she's even more famous and in the spotlight. Okay, so what can we learn from this story? It shows us hard work and talent could lead to great opportunities. And Caitlin is now getting a reward. Okay, so let's talk about this. How can we use this? First, let's talk about how we can use this news that I said, this trending news. First, let's talk about how we can learn some English from it. Okay, first up, we talked about a sweepstakes. It's a contest where someone wins a prize, like a game. A game, and you get something, a prize, if you win, if you are the winner. Here's another word. We talked about inked, a deal. So when we said inked a deal, it just means the company signed a contract with Caitlin. Okay, now let's go into some slang that I used. When I use the slang phrase, caught the attention of big sports companies. Caught the attention means they noticed her. The sports companies noticed her. So that's one English phrase. That's a slang phrase. Caught the attention. Okay. Also, number two is paying off. I said her hard work paying off, which means paying off means to get good results from it. Okay. To get good results. So those are two bonus English slang you got today. Was caught the attention and paying off.
このショーを気に入っていただけたら、5つ星のレビューをぜひお願いします。
Okay, everybody. Thank you for spending time with me. Before we finish today's episode, I want you to remember the words and the phrases from today. They'll help you understand English better and make you sound really good and more like a native English speaker. What I want you to also remember is use this. Or a conversation starter where you can start conversations with people. Have a topic to talk about, Caitlin Clark. That's why we are talking about it today. Your action item today is I want you to use one of the words or phrases we talked about today with a friend. Maybe try to use caught the attention or try to use paying during a chat. Use your own version, okay? Your own. And practice using these new phrases. Okay, so that's all for today's episode of the Social English Podcast. Don't forget to leave a review on Apple Podcasts and follow us there so you can hear more from the Social English Podcast, and I want to know how you did. What did you choose? Did you choose caught the attention, or did you choose paying off as your action item? Tell me about it at X Social Japanese, or you can also leave a message at our Instagram, which is Social Japanese, okay? Social _ Japanese. Well, you can find it. Okay, so I hope that this awesome episode helps you today in your English conversation, a kaiwa. And next time, we're going to do something different. So keep practicing your English. Stay curious about the world around you. This is Percy signing off. Until next time, peace and love.
今日は楽しい時間をありがとうございました。ぜひ私たちのウェブサイト realsocialenglish.com を訪問して、日本語訳と役立つ情報を手に入れてください。また次回お会いしましょう。バイバイ。See you next time. Bye bye.